Masechet Kelim, Perek Yotet, Mishnah Zayin. Here we'll talk about a wooden chest or trunk that's used for storage in the context of Tum'ah. The chest that we're talking about has a cover that's attached on top and hinges, so it could be opened up on top and items placed inside or removed. Mishnah says, Teva shepiteha milmala teme'a teme'met. A chest was opening on top. Then could become tameh with corpse tum'ah if it comes in contact with the corpse that is tameh. It cannot become tameh from tum'at midras. For example, if a zav sits on it, that's because resting on the object, putting weight on it, is going to prevent it from being used in the normal way. If a person is resting on top of it, you can't open it. So therefore, if it can't be used in the normal way, while the person's resting on it, it cannot become tameh from tumat midras. Nifhata milmala teme'a teme'met. If it broke on top, if the cover broke off, it could still become tameh with corpse tumah because you could still use the bottom part for storage. Nifhata milmata. If the bottom broke off, let's say the floor of the chest broke, tehora, it's pure because it can no longer be used to store things. Megurot sheba teme'ot, the compartments that are built into the chest, which did not break when the cover or the floor of the chest broke, could become tameh because individually they could still be used to hold on to things. Ve'enam hibur la, they're not considered to be connected to the chest. Even though the compartments are attached to the chest will not become tameh if a source of tum'ah touches one of the compartments, and the compartments do not become tameh if a source of tumah touches the chest either.